Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Thornycroft, please.
Josh, who's calling?
Yeah, it's Michael from MMA Legal, Gary.
Yes, I've been waiting to hear from you, yep.
How are you, sir?
Not bad. How can I help you?
So it's my role is to gather the evidence for you. So we'll go out and write to you, social services, educational authorities. I've gathered the evidence for when we do what's called our final submission, Gary, to the Scottish Redress. The reason why
yep.
we gather the evidence for you, Gary, is obviously so we can subsidise your claim and give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process, shall we say. The call today, Gary, isn't so much about your time in care. It's more about how your time in care and the trauma you face has had an effect on you into your adult life. Whether that be the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol.
I'm actually diagnosed with complex PTSD for childhood trauma and things.
Okay, perfect. I mean, obviously, it's not great, but what I can do is write to your GP, gather that evidence for you, and obviously submit that on your behalf as evidence of, the time and care has massively had an effect on you. Yeah, just to let you know, Gary, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So you suffer with complex PTSD, do you?
Yeah. Severe anxiety problems, social anxiety, my ADHD and things like that, because it went unmanaged in the children's homes. I didn't get medicated for it.
Yeah, of course. You probably wouldn't know what that was then, would you?
Well, I knew what it was. I used to be on tablets for it before, but I kind of took myself off them. I refused to take them and things like that. But that's what's going to happen with children like that. I should have had to take them. And the environment.
Yeah, I suppose you didn't trust the people giving you them either, did you? Let's be honest.
No.
Being massively, a foundation built on mistrust, pain and trauma. Is there any wonder why, survivors like yourself have mental health issues? We're seeing it a lot. So, do you suffer or have you suffered any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Gary?
I have a little bit, but things are much better now. I've just had a son.
Oh, congratulations. How old is your son?
Seems there's a bit of a purpose in life right now.
Oh, nice. How old is your son?
He's just a few months old.
Oh, cool. So you're busy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Congratulations, pal.
Thank you.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll get your... I've got a really tough question for you, Gary, and again, I'm sorry for having to ask this one. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry about that, pal. I'm sorry you thought that was your only option. Did you...
I had thoughts and feelings at the time, buddy. Thoughts and feelings at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that comes down to self-doubt and things like that as well through the life and the system.
Well, you've been, like I said, you build a building on shaky foundations, and the building won't last for very long, will it? Unfortunately, your childhood and your life has been.
Well, I recently found out as well the children's home that I was in wasn't even insured, and they're the places that the abuse and the neglect used to take place.
Oh wow!
And my brother was actually in the same children's home. He just got £87,000, I think it was.
Oh nice! Was that through the Scottish Redress, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just have a child. Okay.
Yeah, his was actually done through Thompson Solicitors. And for a number of years, they were wanting me to do it. I've just been struggling to want to do it for personal reasons. It's very difficult for me to, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like after today, I'll have a few bad days probably.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for having to drag you through this. Well, but, I mean, the only good thing about this process, Gary, is after you speak to me today... that's it then for the next 6 to 8, maybe even 10 months, whilst I go out and gather all this evidence for you. And then it's going to be a pretty deep dive then once we get the evidence, if you want me
but
to.
But what I will state just now as well is I've actually got an advocate.
Okay.
That'll speak for me.
And anything based on what you need to ask me, you're going to need to ask them. And then they'll obviously, they'll have a conversation with me, and then they'll come back and let you know, because I will struggle, and it'll get heated to things like that as well.
Okay.
So if I use my advocate, me and him can talk, and he can come back and talk to you in a calmer situation, and try and get the answers to you that you need.
Perfect. That's absolutely perfect. As long as I know that's going to be, you know,
I would like that put in my account, right, because I cannot talk about this stuff. These people fuck me up and whatever else, and as an adult, I will go fuck them back up. I'm sorry for the profanity. It's like, I've never really seen myself as a victim of such an thing as well, but as things are going on, but hold on a minute, these people did do that, and you sit and start thinking about stuff, and it starts to come back, and going, I'm no 4 foot anymore, I'm 6 foot 2, 18 stone. It's like, put these people back in front of me and see whether they're going to hold me doing the same and see whether they're going to put their knee in my face. See if they're going to do the same things that they dunked me back then.
You do some damage to them when you're at that size.
But it brings out a lot of anger. And I can't deal with the ball that anymore.
Yeah.
I've been angry long enough, and I've got my son now, and I want to start, you know, getting rid of all this stuff. I'm not sure whether you can even just hear it in the voice as well. The thoughts
I can hear the fact that you've gone up a little.
And it happens that quick. So she's dealing with the advocate will help you talk to me a whole lot better.
Okay. That person
was actually there with me as well, so it's like he can go, he can actually talk mostly for me.
Okay. I don't think we're going to need an advocate just now. Me and you are not far off being done now. That's the hard bit over. All I need off you now is your doctor's details.
Right, that's not a problem at all. I'll go over the fees with you. Were you hospitalised on that attempt? That's the last question I need. No, 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 no. All right, okay, okay, cool. But no, I just need your doctor's details, that's fine, but we don't need to talk about that again. Well, no problem at all. It's Dr. Brooksbank. Dr. Brooksbank. Yep, B-R-O-O-K-S-B-A-N-K. Yeah.
Girvan
Community Hospital, G-I-R-V-A-N.
Literally just had one of them before, 2 seconds.
Well, Girvan?
Yeah.
I wonder who else that is in Girvan.
Gavin.
K-A-269-HQ.
How are you flying on that one?
Yeah. No. See some of these things, it's like it's ingrained in me. I remember weird stuff, but I forget other stuff.
Yeah. How long have you been in that practice for, Gary?
15 years, maybe longer, 20 years.
Okay, so that takes us to, 205, doesn't it, 206?
Or something like that, yeah. Maybe longer.
Okay, perfect.
Then before that, it was the children's home stuff. I've actually got a full print of my medical history anyway.
Okay. I'll get that for you anyway. Once I get the information from your time and care, do you want me to share that with you, Gary?
Same mate for a
laugh. Okay.
Because what people don't know is I still speak to my foster mum, and I was led to believe that she still has most of my panel papers up in the loft anyway from when they used to be sent out.
Okay.
So I really do probably have access to a lot of the stuff.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do.
I've just left it there in the past. But as I see, it's becoming more and more common. Everybody's speaking about this thing as well. Everybody's like, well, why are you not doing that? Some of these people are getting paid 10, 20, 30, 40 thousand pounds just for being in care. And she's like, you were dragged through hell.
Yeah,
not all due to the home situation, it's through family situation and things like that as well.
Yeah.
But you go for a placement, respite placement, to a foster care, for foster care, to children's home, for children's home, to secure unit, at 12 and 13 year old, getting locked up 24 hours a day. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's mental at that age.
It seemed normal at the time, but as you grow up...
12 and 13, that wouldn't be classed as a YO, would it? What's that, just a...
It was St Mary's security unit, Bickett Briggs.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it like in there for you?
Well, I was a young boy, and I was up to high door, wasn't I? So I was fighting every day and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
It was chaos. I shouldn't have been there. That was there trying to take my life. I tried to jump off a tree because I was the, me and my brother were placed at the home in a children's home and they wouldn't let us see each other. And that's why we were put, that's why we were put there together to support each other. And they separated us. So I went bring my brother just now before I jump off this tree with a rope tied around about me. So they locked me up 23 hours a day. Honestly, God, I sit and laugh. I sit and laugh at it now and go to myself, all you had to do was bring my brother.
Yeah, that's not bad, is it? Not
and, that's one of the neglect things. They take us 150 miles away from family and then they put us there together. And see, rather than take us to each other when we're having a bad day, they would split us up and punish us even more, which was disgusting. And now it's been an adult reflecting, you go to yourself, hey, look, you've been actually abusing us.
Yeah, well, I think there's a massive line between discipline and abuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
95% of the stuff I hear, maybe even a bit more, 98%.
Discipline's when you're trying to do something for the better of a child and things like that as well. Not even just a child end at all. Discipline, you're trying to teach somebody right from wrong.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's what discipline is. You know what I mean? There's consequences involved in discipline and things like that as well. I totally understand that. But some of the things that went on, that was the discipline. That was just violence.
Abuse, yeah, pure abuse.
Hence the reason I say the member of staff that used to put his knee in my face, standing back in front of me today, and see whether he can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. They didn't put me in a boxing ring, so they get on.
Let me just run you through the process and then I'll let you get off then and then we can I'll go off and get the information for you.
No problem at all.
So once we get all of your information from your timing care, I'll add all of your medical records to that. We'll go through them together. Obviously I'll send you them. And then I'll apply them to the Scottish Redress with our extra information.
What records are you gonna get? Is it the medical records from being in care?
So I'm gonna get all your social services records, any sort of education authority records that you have, all of your medical records from your doctor and your GP. So I'm going to get all
that. Yeah, I've got the ones, but what I don't have is, I know I've got some of the social work stuff, but there is some of it that would actually be quite nice to see. Because as I say, I've got my son now and things like that as well. As he grows up, I would like him to be able to see the difference to life.
I'll copy and send you.
Part of it's to remember and remind myself where I came from and where I am today.
Yeah, perfect. We'll submit everything to the Scottish Redress. If you want me to speak to your advocate on that at the time, but that's going to be a tough call, so me, you and your advocate can jump on, not a problem.
No, that's not a problem at all, but as I say, I will need my advocate there because I would get a bit heated with you and things like that as well.
And it's no
disrespect to yourself, it's just that's what happens. With my ADHD, PTSD, and that's how it all starts getting so complex.
I'm
going to
have Gary, we'll do that one over the phone, eh?
Yes. You'll know the guy that hurt me, so it's like there's nothing to walk through. Some of these other fuckers, but stand them in front of me, let's see if I want to go.
So what I'll do is we'll go through that together. I'll then reapply or submit everything, all of our evidence to the Scottish Redress. From there, we'll then get what's called a panel date. That's where they'll judge on our case and all our evidence. And then from there, hopefully, we'll get you the recognition that you deserve and some financial compensation.
I've been told that your average is like 43 or something like that as well.
55 for the last 3 years from the Scottish Redress.
And is that what they're taking away or is that what the thing is, minus 20% or whatever?
So, just on those figures then, just on the average of 55, you would end up with 44. You'd pay the Ulster law firm
for 11. I'll let you know the new, if that's the offer, I'll be knocking it back and we're going all the way further.
Let's see. Hopefully we'll do a better job for your brother, a better job for you than what happened with your brother, and we may get you more. Who knows?
No, hey. What does the bar go to, 150?
Close to 100.
To 100? I believe it's very far away, isn't he? Well, he took home 80-something, so it must have been. He must have got the grand.
He must have got the top whack, by the sounds of it.
Aye. Is it level three or level four or something? Is it stage three? I think it's stage four. Yeah, well, that was the one that he got. And Thompson saw us, said that they were wanting to go for exactly the same, if not more. They were wanting to go for me. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Yeah, we certainly will.
Do you have any questions for me, Gary, on that process?
No, I'm all right. I just apologise if we can get a bit carried away. That's the emotional side of it for me. I can get a bit carried away with it. Thank you for phoning. Nice to speak to you.
Gary, let me just run you back through our fees, pal, if that's okay, just to make sure you're happy with them.
Yep.
What other options are out there. So just to let you know, you can apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. So that is an option. Obviously, you're probably already aware there are other law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. They do that because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't divulge or discuss their processes, what they do for you, or more importantly, Gary, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we won't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
You just take 20%?
Yeah, it's in our best interest to, you know, work with you on a no-win, no-fee basis. You win, you lose, we lose, and it's on us to go out and get the...
Aye, but he's not going to win before we even start this.
Yeah, well, our fees are capped.
And it's going to be a couple of grand anyway, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, I understand that.
Okay, that's the options then, Gary. I do, so yeah, I'm happy to go ahead with you, 100%, yeah, excellent buddy.
Just to let you know, Gary, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. So what that means is the day you sign you had up to 14 days to rip them documents up and walk away. If you were unaware, I can restart that 14 days from now, or alternatively,
if you're happy with the process, happy with the fees,
you have the right to wait that 14 days.
I just wave it right away, big one. We'll just carry on, we'll do what we're doing. If I still fit the nail, I'll probably never start it again, so we'll just carry on.
Okay, look, you've got my number now. My name's Michael. So if you ever need me, even if you want to scream at somebody, give me a ring. Okay, I won't bother talking. Thank you very much, mate. Some of my crazy Scottish guys screaming at me. I'll sit here all day and listen to you. I understand what you're going through.
No problem. Thank you very much for your support.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, mate.